what is the U.S. contingency plan for this? Candidly, I don't know what the U.S. contingency plan is for a complete takeover of Syria and Iraq. I do know that what we're on the foot of is a major Sunni-Shia war. So the question comes, what John Kerry is doing is important. He's in Cairo. Hopefully he's going to meet with Qatar, with Saudi Arabia, with other Sunni nations and say, look, we need your help. At the same time, I think, and this is my view, that we should be talking with Iran. We have to realize Sunnis are in the majority in the world, and the Shia now, with the mobilization of Muqtada Sadr's Mahdi army, that will be tens of thousands of Shiite fighters. And we're on the verge of something very serious. And I think we have to meet it. I think our allies have to help us. And I think Iran can play a major role in moving out Maliki, in developing a reconciliation government. That is if there is the desire to maintain Iraq as a state.
The supreme leader in Iran has said, the U.S. needs to stay out of this. Iraqi can handle this. Iraqi troops can handle this. How much credence should we give that?
Well, I think we should stay out of it right now. I think the reconciliation has to be done through a new government in Iraq, and it has to be effective. We've got to keep the Kurds. We've got to enable them to have some share of oil, get outstanding tax receipts, do those kinds of things. And I think there has to be Sunni participation in the government. Otherwise, it's a real problem.